Hello, everyone. This is Vicki with the Vicki Ford Show. I want to say a special thanks this evening for all of our military and their families and all of the military that have ever served in the navies and the armies and all the different factions of our services. I just want to thank you all because we take it for granted, I think, many times that when we go to sleep at night, and our families are next to us, or, you know, our spouse or our children are down the hall, and we pretty much know that they're going to be there in the morning. We know they're going to be safe. We're pretty sure our house is going to be safe. I don't think we usually have much worry. But when you think about having a military family, you don't really know that the security, the safety probably is not as strong as those of us who don't have that circumstance going on. I know my dad was in the Naval Academy in the 50s, and he was called off to war, and that's kind of, I guess, so to speak, how I was called in there somewhere along the way. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I was little then. But I just want to say thank you, because back in the 60s, I don't remember it, but I remember people talking about how the service was not as openly in gratitude for, and I always thank everyone, not just those that are serving now, but everyone. So thank you, and I hope you've had a beautiful day. I want to share with you that I am on a 40-day spiritual retreat. I think I mentioned that possibly last week when I was on my show, as well as visiting with another show, the Angels show this week. And it has been so fabulous because I had this real strong desire to go to India. And I felt that I could not go at this time for various reasons. One is I don't want to travel overseas right now. Maybe on a cruise ship would be fun, but not just traveling with my daughter, who's very young. I just didn't feel comfortable and with a little bit unrest at this point. So I woke up one morning and I said, you know, I think I'll just do my own spiritual retreat in my own home. Hey, I won't be tired when I come back. I won't have anything left that needed to be done, and my pets won't be upset, and pretty much I can handle my business and still be on my 40-day retreat. So it is 40 days, 40 nights retreat, so it's been quite awesome. And in doing so, I have talked to many people in counseling, because I continue my counseling work because I love it so much, and it's not work to me, it's just what I do. It's about how to find your own purpose, and I'm finding that a lot of people really don't know their purpose. And I want to talk about that tonight. We are going to be taking callers. I'm going to be doing readings. And if you just want to talk, that's just as well. Too. I do a lot of spiritual healings and spiritual counseling because so many people wonder how to find your purpose. And it has to be something that motivates you to get up every day. And I went through years of my life, y'all, as Vicki Ford, not knowing what my purpose was. And one day, and I want to share this with you because it is how I found my purpose. And we always wonder, why do we have to go through some of these experiences? And, you know, I knew what I loved to do. I loved to sing. I loved to do radio. But at that time, I was doing a lot of more radio commercials. And there were a lot of entertainment aspects of what I was doing in my life that made me very happy. I was a singer, but I didn't really get the part of that made me so happy. And so what had happened was years ago, I was doing law, and I was doing more counseling of law than I was the legal part of law, although I had to do both. And so what was happening was that when that aspect of the law changed, and I really, maybe I'll get into it a little later, but the counseling part sort of went away. And it was at that point in time that I realized that what I really loved to do was inspire through counseling people, making their lives more self-empowering for them, not necessarily psychic work, because that just tells people the answers, but to help them find their own answers so that they really understand what's going on in their world. And when that happened, I found my purpose. And now, thankfully, to going to a Braves game a couple of weeks ago, isn't that funny how we just do some strangest things, and we really click into it. I realized that I had always wanted a 501c3 helping children and adults, those who had had early trauma and that really needed spiritual guidance and help, but they couldn't afford it. Tools, not just, you know, prayer, but tools to get to where you want to do. So, and to be. So a friend and I from Montana and I, her name is Sonia, she and I are working up a new Divine Awakening Center. We've already got it, all the legal parts of it, and we're all excited about that, and it's going to take us a couple of months to get going, but we're very excited about it because it fulfills both of our purposes. Interesting enough, we found this out at the Braves game. Both of our purposes are to inspire, so it's pretty awesome. I'm going to keep talking about this, but I have Lisa from Arizona on, and I want to talk to you. Lisa, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, yes. What's happening in one of my favorite states? I love Arizona.
Oh, Arizona, yes. It is beautiful. Nothing much. I just have a question about, I wonder, do you do answers to picking up energy kind of questions?
Sure. Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, just ask me, and then I'll kind of go from there as to what's really going on here. Is this about you?
You know it is, and it's about something that I started. It's working with somebody. It's an unpaid position, and they told me that they'll give me 2 to 3 weeks, and then they'll cut the cord if they don't like the kind of work I do. I wonder if you saw that as a successful? Is it coming out positive?
Well, first off, from an energy viewpoint, because that's what I put my focus on when you asked that, I'll be real honest with you. First off, I see a lot of green around you, which is good energy for you. I see a lot of purple. So I know that you have a lot of protection around you, but I'm going to tell you that the way that, and this is my concern, first off, it's in your hands to make this happen. But it concerns me. Did they actually say it that way to you? Did they say positive things to you? Or was it negative from the very beginning?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I kind of led up to it. And I think this is kind of, you know, it's the world of, it's the business world in the area.
Okay. Does it fulfill your purpose? Is it something that you want?
It is something that I want. They're completely, it's a new individual that I'm working with in a new locale, and they know my work from another area, but, you know, it's just the lay of the land in that business world, I guess.
Okay. I feel that you can make this work if you want. I'm not getting a real strong yes on it, but I'm going to tell you something. Lisa, if you want this to happen, communicate with them, because is this kind of sort of like a self-employment position, sort of? I mean, is it, how do I say that? I mean, you'll be working with them, but is it still kind of like you are self-employed? Does it have that kind of a feel to it? Mm-hmm. But you will in 2 to 3 weeks if everything goes well, right?
Oh, wow. No, they didn't tell me that.
Oh, okay. So this is strictly non-pay. If you can afford to do this, I feel that I don't understand why they would not want you. They already know your work. It doesn't make sense to me that they would even need. I don't feel a problem with this at all. I mean, that's what's throwing me off here is in the sense of I don't feel like that they're going to say no, but I will tell you this. I feel like that there's other possibilities. I don't feel like this is I think it may lead to other possibilities. If you decide to stay and they decide to keep you, which I think can happen, all right? I'm going to tell you that. I feel like it can happen. But I'm still feeling like you have something else. Now, are you aware of whatever else that you have? Are you aware of this?
Not at this moment in time, but I'm
okay. You're
open
not
to
okay because I feel like there's something else. Now I'm not saying don't take it if they offer it to you. I feel like that they will, and I see no reason why they wouldn't. They're not even having to pay you. Why would they not keep you? Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Why would they not keep you? Can you think of a reason why they wouldn't?
I know to an outsider, it's confusing, but, I completely understand what they're saying, and I completely understand, what's going on there. So,
if you my statement to you, my intuitive statement is if you want this position, it is yours. I feel like it has more to do with what you want than what I don't think it's just necessarily in their hands. I think it's more in your hands. If you really want this, stay focused on it and you will have it, okay? That's my message to you but I still have to share with you that there are other possibilities. There's something else out there, and it may be, Lisa, that this leads you to the other possibilities. But you may not know of this other possibility, but I'm telling you something's coming up. So I would go with the flow with this. I would stay focused on it every day. And I know that something's concerning you about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel that kind of, I wonder if this is going to work out. But you know what? You're being protected. You've got too much purple. You've got a lot of huge energy coming in from the left side of you. Very, very protected. And your spiritual guides right now are saying, tell her not to worry. Let it flow. We are with her. She is going to be fine. It is all taken care of. And that's the message I get for you tonight. Very strong message.
Guides when I'm asleep. Last night I had a couple of hours of nightmares, and I woke up and I was grabbing everything I could possibly grab, like the Bible and reading the Bible. Guides, I was really needing them then.
let's stay focused. Instead of staying focused on this particular position, I want to stay focused right now on the spiritual guides, okay? Because I feel like that's very important to you. They're telling me now that, and this is why there's so much purple around you, they're telling me that you have, there's just a lot of concern for your life right now, but you don't need it. They're telling me to tell you that you're gonna be okay, that you need to send all that to the light. Let them know that they're telling me to let you know that it's gonna be okay. When's your birthday, Lisa? I need some more data here for you. When's your birthday?
In September, September 20th.
September 20th, which is, let me just look at something for, what's your year? What year were you born?
In 52.
1952. You and I were born the same year. Okay. Okay, now I understand. Now I'm getting some sense of what's happening here. Okay. You are going through huge shifts. You are going through, it's almost like a metamorphosis of who you are, all right? And the reason why that you're feeling like I get a sense, Lisa, that you almost feel like you're drowning sometimes and you don't even know what to do. And it's not true. That's not the way it is right now for you. You are doing incredibly well. I feel good for you. I feel like this is a time of celebration for you. I feel like you're kind of stuck in this feeling that things are shifting and you don't know what to do with them. But this is a kind of a celebration for you. What can you do to celebrate more? To let these fears go to the light. It's almost like the message is laugh your fears away. What can you do to help yourself with that? That makes sense? What I'm saying to you? That's what the messages I'm getting for you. It's about loving yourself. It's about loving yourself. It's about really loving yourself. It's a very, you've got it all over your birth chart right now from a Voyager to Roe. It's about celebrating who you are and loving yourself. Ask your spiritual guides for help every night because you've got plenty of them, okay? You've got plenty of them, okay?
Great. All right. Great.
I hope I've been some help to you. Take your focus off of, stay focused on doing a good job, but take your focus off of the must-have on the job, and or even if it's volunteer, take it more from a celebration. Go in there and enjoy each moment that you're there. You're going to find things are going to go a lot smoother for you. Okay, that's the real strong message here. All right. Letting all that fear and all that yucky stuff go. Make the decision to let it go. When it starts popping in, send it to the light. Send it to the light. Okay, would you do that?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good night, Lisa. Okay. Very important, folks, that we live in the now as best we can. It isn't always simple. But we don't have to dwell on negatives. We just have to ask Spirit for help. Please take this away from me. I don't know how to do it. Let there be light. So it does help. We have Vicki from Florida. How are you, Vicki?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Another Vicki.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. So what can I assist you with? What part of Florida are you from?
Miami.
Oh, Miami. Way down there. Okay.
Yeah.
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 So what's happening in your world, Vicki?
I just wanted to know your insight on something. I just broke up with my boyfriend a few days ago and set him free. Do you feel that he'll come back to me? And if so, when do you feel this will happen?
That's interesting. You let him go, right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you do this because he was not the relationship was not going as fast as you wanted it to? Is that what happened? Because I just need a little bit. Yeah, that's what I was picking up. Okay. As far as him coming back, how did he feel when you said goodbye to him? Because things were not progressing as fast. How do you feel like that relationship went at that moment? I'm pulling some cards for you, so I just want to chat with you for a minute.
When I told him, he was kind of like, all I've done was cherish, adore, and, you know, care for you. He's like, you know, I'm there for you. But he does a lot of talking, and it's like, you know, I know you love me, but, you know, I need some substance into this relationship. And so, you know, I desire for him to come back with a commitment, you know?
Right, exactly. I understand that. My question to you is this. If you really care for him and you really were honest about it and you feel that this relationship, if he does not come back within 3 months, I would say probably he won't be coming back. Now, why do I say 3 months? It's because that's just what I'm getting. All right. It's just real simple. I hear three. I mean, certainly not going to wait 3 months. I mean, 3 years. I know you're not going to wait that long. And I don't feel like that you should. When is your birthday, Vicki?
June 29th.
Oh, you're about to have a birthday. In what year?
84.
1984. Oh, you're so young. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're very young. Yeah. And that's good. You know, it's good. I just wanted to look at something for you to see what is happening here with your birth year. I'm not an astrologer, but I do Forger Tarot.
Do you have his birthday, if possible?
You want me to get his birthday? Sure, I can look at. I'm not going to dive too much into his energy, but yeah, what's his birthday?
June 26th is his birthday.
Oh my gosh, y'all are like June babies. What year?
Yeah, his birthday is
1967. So he's a little older than you, but not much. Okay. So, I can see what's going on here. This is kind of interesting. He's, he's almost like in a little playful mood right now. Let me just look at something here as to why you're in more of a, you're like going through this experience of enlightenment. It's very interesting because you're like a flower and you're ready to blossom and to show the world who you are. And you want things to move. You want things to progress. It's very interesting. This is very interesting because you're like going into a sage, you know, a very masterful time of your life, and you want to be with him, but you want to be with him on a deeper level than he's willing to be right now. One of the issues that's happening with him, and one of the reasons why this is occurring the way it is that he's like a little child. He's like living in this, how do I say it? It's almost like a little playfulness and taking risk. And he's like, hey, no, I'm not going to tie down now. Oh, no. You know, he's like, I think that's one of the issues going on right now is why this is kind of happening the way it is. Does that make sense to you, Vicky? Do you see that in him?
He's more of a business-oriented person. He's not, like, too playful. He's actually more serious. Uh-huh. But, I mean, he likes to have fun, but he's more of the serious type, you know?
Well, he may be serious, but what I'm saying to you, though, is he feels more childlike in this relationship. And I feel that's why he's not making the commitment. I'm not saying he's out there partying. And, you know, there's some people that go through this phase that they do party. But I sense him being very childlike. Childlike does not mean that he's actually playing and being playful, although it can be. But I sense him very, very childlike. And I sense that he's not quite, he's just like, you're more the deep, he's not into this deepness right now. I guess maybe that's a better way of explaining it to you. Uh-huh. He's more, he just doesn't have that depth to it right now that I think you're looking for. It's like he's like a little lost and secure and yet young but wise, silly yet serious. So he's sort of like, he is kind of going through some, it's like taking a leap of faith for him right now that I don't know that he can take right now. But I'm going to tell you something. 3 months is the key here, okay? 3 months. Uh-huh. There can be some changes after your birthday. And let him miss you for a while, Vicky. And remember, this is a very interesting lesson for you. Do you remember Prince Williams and what's her name? Prince Catherine now, I guess, Kate? They broke up too. Uh-huh. They broke up too, and she did not let it get to her in the sense of going into a hole. She just became who stayed true to herself. She did not gossip about him. She loved him, and she stayed true to that. And what I'm going to say, if this is the man of your dreams, it's very interesting. Y'all are very similar in you're both Cancers. That's very, very interesting. So you're both very emotional. And I feel like there's some good connections between you two.
Yeah.
Give it 3 months. And if you feel like you want to call him, it's okay too. But give it three months. There's something about the 3 months that Spirit is telling me is going to be significant for you, okay?
Do you feel that he'll come back with a commitment in 3 months?
If he comes back, I think he knows he has to.
Exactly.
You know, I I think that you've made that quite clear for him. You see, Vicky, you have a depth about you. He does too now, but it's just in this phase right now. He's kind of in this phase. You're in this life mastery. Even though you're young, you're still into this kind of feeling that you... Oh, I don't know. You respect knowledge. You respect the depths of communication. You want a relationship that has some depth to it. And I don't feel like you think you're having that right now. And I think that he has to either come up. You know this within your heart. 3 months, I feel, give or take a few days, is going to be a key. Let him go through his birthday. Let him miss you. And then at that point in time, and if it doesn't work out, it's okay. See, this is the hardest part of life. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I broke up with him and I don't know what I'll do without him. But the fact is, you did break up with him and you know that you want commitment in your life. And I will share with you, Vicky, that if he is not the right one, although I see a lot of good things between y'all, but I will tell you that if it doesn't work out, it's not going to be the end of the world for you. It's going to be okay. So, you know, give it, this is what I want you to do. This is what Spirit's telling me to share with you. Give it 3 months. Don't worry. Go out and live your life. You know, don't be fake. Don't go out running around with a bunch of men that you don't really just get back at him. That's not what I'm, just be honest with yourself. Yeah. Be honest with yourself because that's who you are. And then, you know, if you see him, always look good, okay? Vicky, always look good.
Well, it's a long distance, so I won't be seeing him. But I think that he will be bothered that I think he expects me to like message him first on his birthday, but I'm not going to do that.
No, he's probably tuning into him a little bit. I don't want to tune in too much because I don't want to violate his privacy, but tuning into him, I feel like he's going to expect something within the next month. And if something doesn't happen by the end of June, that's when his, up until then now, listen carefully, Vicky, between now and the end of June, he's kind of playing hardball, okay? Between now and June, he's playing hardball. But after June, when you don't contact him, that's when things are going to shift. This is a waiting game, and there's nothing you can do but wait. And I can't tell you anything else to do because that's what it's about.
I think you're so great. Do you have a website or something? Because you're just very great.
Oh, well, thank you. My site is Vicky Ford, VickiFord, VickiFord.com. And listen, I'm going to be starting doing some week retreats, on the phone, different phone learning modules and all that. So maybe I can, I'll get on my website, at least go in there and put your contact information in, Vicky. And, you can stay in tune with me on what things are doing. And, there's a lot of online education that I'm going to be doing as well. But this is this. Just don't do anything for a month. Don't call. Don't email. What do you call that stuff y'all do? Texting and all that.
Texting.
I'm not into that. Stay away from all that. This is a month of test. He's just testing you out, and then after that, that's when the shifts will happen. The shifts will happen on the second and third. Let me just pull a message for you, Vicky. I just want to pull a message card for you. I feel like there's something else I should be telling you. It's very interesting that you're born very early. Vicky is not a real common name in the 80s. That's interesting. Okay, this is very interesting. Your message tonight is your life will change for the better in 60 days. Isn't that interesting? That's very interesting. Okay. Yeah, so that kind of confirms everything we just finished saying, except it's a little earlier than I said 90 days, but the card said 60. Yeah. So that's good. That's still in the time frame. So that's within 90 days. So that's excellent. So you have a great evening, Vicky. Thanks so much for calling. And keep listening to the show because I'm going to be talking about lots of things, and I may end up getting on relationships. So, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Vicky. Yeah. Well, we talk about relationships a lot, and relationships have purpose just like any other situation. When you're in a relationship and you have a purpose to inspire, to love, it kind of guides you and leads you into knowing what to do in a relationship. And I want to comment on my last caller that happens to have the same name as me, is that when we honor ourselves, when we honor ourselves for what we believe is right for us, that's all we can do, folks. It's our truth. We have to live our truth. If the other person does not fit into that, it will not work. But if it's meant to be, if you start a relationship and you are not true to yourself, what happens is the relationship goes on and on. And there's some staticky on that. Are you still on the line, Vicky? No, okay, that's not it. There's just some sort of static. When you start a relationship and you are true to yourself, even though it may be hard and you wonder what is your truth, spiritual counseling can help a lot with what is your truth. Life experiences can help with that. But what I want to share with you is be who you are. Because if you truly want to have a relationship that has depth and you're going with someone who's not giving you that, then end it. I mean, you know, communicate first. For heaven's sake, always communicate. You know, this is who I am. I need more depth in our relationship. I need a little bit more purpose in what we're doing. And if it still doesn't work, be honest with yourself. But the key here is to do it from the heart. Not from anger, not from making the other person wrong. You know, you aren't showing me the kind of love I want. And when that happens, then the other person, you know, runs away in hurt. We run away in hurt. Life becomes hurtful, and it doesn't help anybody. So what I want to share with you is when you've got a purpose to, if you want to get married and that's your purpose, you know, not your real purpose, but your goal, your purpose is to find, to love, you know, you want to love, and so in loving, you want a relationship. That's fine, too. It's just that you have to know that we cannot change other people. It is just vital to know that. We just cannot change other people. We can only change ourselves and our viewpoint about situations. Sue, how are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. And where are you calling from, Washington?
No, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. You'll have to forgive me.
Right.
I could not figure out what the WI was. I said, where is that, Wisconsin? Oh, my goodness. How's life up in Wisconsin?
Well, we're finally getting some seasonable weather, and it looks like spring has finally arrived. We've been toying around with 32 degrees here and there, and it's been wild.
That's amazing. You know what? I just got a call earlier on from someone from Canada, and they said it was 100 degrees. So I'm like, and y'all are south of Canada. That's amazing to me. And a friend of mine's out in Montana, and they're having snow. So I tell you, it's you're close. You're not too. But anyway, tell me what I can help you with this evening, Sue.
Well, I'm looking at possibly retiring relatively soon. I'm a high school math teacher. And things are changing in the educational realm relatively quickly, and not necessarily in what I consider in a positive way, as far as you know how students are learning. And I'm looking at you know what will be my next move career wise. I don't see myself you know sitting back and enjoying the 40 acres type of thing. So I'm looking at what my...
You don't want to buy a mule and some land? Okay.
Yeah. I'm an active person. I like to be out in nature, you know, and I like to be around working with people and that. And I just don't know if the next shot is going to be doing something in education again or if it's going to be something that's going to be varied from that. I have many, many interests, and it's, you know, it's... The situation at the where I'm located is it's getting a little testy. So,
well, you know what
I see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah, let me tell you what I'm feeling, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. But what I'm feeling is your purpose is almost similar to mine, to inspire, to bring enlightenment, to bring real true understanding to students. And I feel like that is kind of dying away a little bit. I feel like it's probably for you a little bit more about it's some of your purpose has gone away, not because you have chosen it, but because the rules are changing. Now, there are two things that I saw immediately when you were talking. One is, well, there are two things. Let me get them out. Let me write them down so that I'll remember them. First thing is, I feel that you will be teaching, but I don't think it's going to be teaching the way that you're thinking you're teaching. Have you ever thought of teaching online or going into, this is very interesting now. It's almost a non-profit type of a group. You'd still get paid. You would still get money for this, but it's like working with another kind of situation. It's math, but at the same time, it's a little bit more inspiring than what you're doing right now. What you used to do, but not what you're doing now. That's one thing I pick up. The second thing, the first thing I pick up is if when you do retire, and I feel like you're going to make that decision very soon, and I don't think it's a bad one. But first off, I'm telling you, I see you taking a vacation. I see that you're taking a vacation to get, when's your birthday? Can you tell me your
birthday? October 11th, 1947.
Oh my gosh, you're a Libra. Oh, you love those relationships. You love relationships. And let me just see something here. But I see you taking a vacation. Why I see a lot of water around you, it's interesting. I see a lot of water around you when you're taking this vacation. Now, I want to look something up here. But anyway, I feel that you need to take a vacation. The first thing you need to do is do that. And it kind of clear the air. Clear your energy space, you know, clear your space. Now, you are, wow, coming in now. Right now, you haven't had your birthday yet. So let me do this before you are right. Right now, you're shining. And so I think what's happening is you're going into, right now, you're very alert. You're very, I mean, you are a sharp, sharp, sharp lady, okay? I feel you're participants in the life dance. I mean, you're not, you may say you're retiring, but it's not, it may be changing jobs. It may be shifting your energies, but you will be like my friend Chiquita. She was like, you're young, you know, you're my sister's age before, but you're like one of those people that'll just keep going. And one day, you know, they'll call and say, hey, she didn't wake up, you know, it's like, yeah. I mean, well, no, I mean, that's who you remind me of. You remind me of my friend Chiquita because she was out feeding the horses one day and the next morning she was gone because that's the way she just kept going until, it was time for her to leave. You have a vibrancy of life, a vibrant life. Now, what I want you to be aware of is that when you make this shift, are you going to do this in the fall? Is that when you're
looking to... retiring?
Yeah.
Not this coming fall. I'm anticipating the following school year, but that's not definite.
Okay,
towards, and it seems to be shrinking. But originally, I had 4 to 5 years, and I'm now at the point where I'm thinking 2 is the maximum I think I could tolerate, and it's looking like beginning to look like 1.
Oh, okay. Well, just looking at your energies for the next year, and then the next 2 years. Well, I will tell you this. Now, let's look at 2012, which would be in the fall of the year. So you would have to go to 2013, which would be the end of that school year. Yes, that puts you in this time frame, which is interesting because this is your awakening. It's almost like a state of new beginning. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you didn't wait until the spring or the summer of 2013. Seems like a long time, but it really isn't. That's not next year, but it's the year after that. Now, if you waited till, you're talking about going the whole year next year, right? And then one more year after that, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing when I'm tuning into this. You know, what the only issue that will come up then is, you know, what am I going to do and where am I going to go? But you know what? You're not, That would be the only issue that might even come up. You're so powerful. But listen, let me tell you what I got. I got the vacation. I'll tell you what else I got for you, which immediately came in when you mentioned that you were a teacher, is I can see you having a lot more free time during the day, enjoying nature, going out and living in your life. Don't know what Wisconsin's like. I know this reminds me of milk. I don't know what that means, but what I don't know what that is. But
we have
anyway.
Lots of farms.
Oh, there you go. That's why. Okay. Now, what I was going to say is, I see you also having a golden opportunity to teach online, and I feel like you would love that tremendously. And there are so many wonderful online programs that need certified teachers. So don't squash that teaching out of the way, because you have a great. I can feel that you could do that. So you know what? Go with the flow. If you feel like you can't make it 2 years, then that's okay. Either way, you look fine for doing it. It looks good. I sense you're going to take a fabulous vacation. I mean, I'm talking. Even to Egypt, something like that. I'm talking a big trip. I see you taking a huge... Yeah, I see you taking a big trip. Egypt just came to me. Where you're with a group of people. You know, almost like a Edgar Casey kind of group. Somewhere where you're not traveling by yourself. I can see you going to Egypt with the Edgar Casey, a cruise with them. Why these people are coming to my mind, I don't know, Sue. I'm just telling you what I get. I see you having the potential to do online work. I think you could almost start getting some information on it now. You may find you love that even more. It gives you freedom. It gives you time. You can do it part-time. You can do it full-time. So go that direction. You're going to be great. I love your energy. Fabulous energy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for calling. I love talking to you. You were just, it was wonderful.
Awesome, Vicki.
And I can't wait to hear what your new plans are. It's exciting.
I'll be looking forward to it.
You're exactly the same age as my sister. You know, she passed away years ago, but she was old, just a few years older than me. So it's interesting. That's great. Fabulous. So
thanks
so much for calling, Sue.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Yeah. Jim, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Vicki. I'm here.
Hi. Where are you from, Jim?
I was just in Florida for the last 6 months. I'm back on the east coast of Canada for the summer.
Is it hot up there?
We've had kind of a lousy spring, but it's warming up now, and the weather's been quite nice, almost like summertime. So it's warmed up a lot.
Oh, wow. Well, what can I do for you tonight, Jim? What's your question?
Yeah, it's good to get through to you. I tried, I think we ran out of time a couple weeks ago or maybe a month ago, but I got time now. I'm just wondering, Vicki, in general, what changes you see coming, or basically I was wondering, like, relationship-wise, financial, or if you see something that I may not know of. I'm just going to leave it up to you.
Oh, okay, first off, I need your birthday, Jim.
6/8/1965.
You're young. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to do something.
Gemini, snake.
Yeah, you are a Gemini, aren't you? Is that June 8th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a Gemini for sure. Okay, let me just, I want to see. You're going through some powerful energies right now. I'm going to kind of just give you a reading based on some of your energies from what I'm seeing right now, because you are about to have a birthday, so I want to wish you happy birthday. And so I'm going to go ahead and give you a more of a birthday reading as opposed for this year, as opposed to doing it from where you are right now, okay? Although I'll share a little bit about that. You have been, you know, it's interesting because you've been ending a law. It's almost like a very powerful, almost like a magician. You have you have been going through a lot of interest, expressing your inner resources. So it's just very interesting that you're like a transformer. You know, do you know you manifest your visions? Are you aware that you're a manifester? Do you know that?
I try. I'm into that affirmation and visualizing.
Yeah, so because that's where you've been for the last year. What you're coming into right now, interesting, is it's about truth. It's about knowledge. It's about finding yourself more than you have through your own inner stillness. And that whatever's going on with you right now with your relationship, if you're in a relationship, I feel like it would have to be a new relationship. Are you into a relationship right now?
No, I've been single for quite a while, and I'm wondering.
Yeah, because it doesn't feel like there. I was going to say, if you're in a relationship, I wanted to kind of test the waters there because I don't want to hurt a marriage or anything, but it felt very void, okay? So I didn't
void,
feel
all right, believe me.
Yeah. Well, it felt void, and I was like, oh, my God, if he's married, that's not a good marriage, let me tell you, because there was nothing there. So, okay, relationship-wise, I feel like that you have a dichotomy going on right now, Jim, and I'm going to just tell you what I feel. I feel you want a relationship because everyone pretty much will honestly say they want that closeness. But there's something in you that is kind of testing the waters and saying, I'm not so sure. And I pick up from you that it's almost like you magically want to have it. I don't see dating online for you. I have to tell you, I don't. I sense that the kind of person that you are, Jim, that you're going to find that person. They're going to be, it's going to be like a magnet. Am I making sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm telling you what I get, because you have a very strong energy. It reminds me, you remind me of the Eat, Pray, Love. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. But you remind me of that, because it's like you don't, it's almost like you expect that person to come and be there. It's like a manifesting. You don't want to have to go online to find them, because you feel like, I feel like they're going to just, it's like a magnet. I keep seeing two people coming together. That's what I'm sensing. I see two people coming together like a magnet. You haven't met this person yet, obviously. Are you going back down to Florida, or are you staying up in Canada?
Because I usually go back down the end of October.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel like more that you're going to meet this person in Florida than in Canada. But, boy, I don't want you to hold me to that one, okay? Because I want you to be free to meet them wherever. You are right now, starting on your birthday, June 8th, you are, it's like you're becoming, it's like you're working through this law of perfection. It's like you're shutting out, I'm not sure that when I say this, I don't want you to feel that you're shutting out the world, but it's like you're on this spiritual path, and you don't want anybody to mess it up. But I'm sensing the relationship is going to come. Well, I'm going to have to tell you. I'm not going to put a time on it, Jim. I'm going to just tell you there's a magnet. Somebody feels the same way you feel, and there's a magnet. And y'all, what's keeping you from having, what do you feel like is your deepest fear in having a relationship? What do you feel like it is? And you don't have to tell me if you don't want to tell me on the air, but I want you to address that.
No, that's fine. I think it's I think you've hit on a lot of points. I think it's like the saboteur archetype kind of thing, and also just giving up your freedom and
that's what I've picked up the biggest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
well, let me just tell you.
But it's not letting me move ahead, and it's been 5 years, and okay, some dates and stuff, but nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm now going back and forth to different countries every 6 months, and that's like, it's just like it's getting harder and harder because of the moving around.
Okay. Now, Jim, this person is there for you, but I'm going to tell you the law of attraction. What I want you to work on is the fear of losing your freedom. But Spirit is showing me that there is a person there for you, because I cannot get over the word magnet. All right, you're going to, you know, when you are so powerful, Jim, that when you let go of this fear, and that's where your focus should be on right now. Don't even think about the relationship as you're thinking about it. I want you to start, do some chakra work on the first, second, and third chakras. Also, that feeling of freedom comes, I almost feel like it's in your crown chakra, okay? I feel a whirling in your crown chakra that you don't trust yourself to know that you can still have your freedom, be yourself, who you are, and know your truth, and still have that relationship. And I'm saying you can. Spirit is saying you can. I sense a magnet. I'm telling you, I cannot get that word out of my mind. There you are. I get it. When you handle this fear and this freedom, what kind of spiritual work do you do, Jim? I mean, do you have do you do chakra work? Do you meditate? That type of thing is where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I took a long walk on the beach tonight, so I had a chance to do some energy on myself.
That's kind of
been a few weeks or a month or two, so I've finally trying to get back into meditation.
Okay, I want you to address the fear. And I want you to really address that fear. And listen, the person that you, I'm just going to flat out tell you what Spirit's saying. The person that you're a magnet to ain't taking your freedom away. And they're not going to sabotage you or your life or you. This is your fear, not the person you're about to attract. I sense them already here. It's a soul contract that is waiting to happen. That's why the magnet is being shown to me. Whether it'll be in the East Coast, why I get the East Coast, I have to tell you, when I say Florida, I don't know why I'm picking up Florida, but this person could still be in Canada and y'all meet on an airplane, for heaven's sake, okay? So there's such a magnet here. The only thing that is stopping it, it's like, Jim, do you understand that concept that you may have already met the relationship, but if the fear is stuck there, you don't see the person, and then 6 months later, you can get rid of that fear, and you see him, and you're like, God, why didn't I see you sooner? Do you not understand what I'm saying with that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's what's happening right now. That fear is, their person exists, the person exists. And as soon as you get handle the fear, start doing some chakra work. I feel like it's in the first and second chakras more than anywhere. And I want you to do some energy work there. And just I'm doing it right now with you. I'm seeing that energy lifted up. You know, you take the energy, but you have to have understanding. That's why I'm a Rohan doctor, because when you do Rohan, you get the understanding of where the fear comes from. If you ever want to do a past life regression, call me up or go to my website, because I feel like this is some stuff that's sitting there that once it's gone, your life is like a magnet. This person is coming pop right into you. Okay? That's my message
for
you.
Vic.
You're very welcome.
Vic. Do you know where this person may be from? Because I usually date international girls. Do you have any idea where she may be from?
Well, I picked... Oh, you mean where she's... Where her... you mean like is she from Mexico or Russia or something like that?
Yeah, precisely.
Okay, all right. I guess probably that may be why I saw the Florida. Because I saw more... I don't want to say dark skin... my daughter's from Russia and she has very light skin, but I feel, I want to say European, but that's not really dark skin, but it's an olive, more olive complexion. And that may be why I saw Florida, because you see more olive skinned people in Florida, at least than I don't know Canada that well, but I mean, you could meet this person on the plane. So I don't like to, but I feel like your relationship, your future one, the one that's going to be like a magnet, has some European descent. Okay.
Yes. I was thinking of taking a trip to the Ukraine and doing one of
those. Oh, interesting that I mentioned Russia. Interesting.
Yeah, that's caught my ear. So, well, thank you so much, Vicki. I will follow
up
with you at your number. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk to you, Jim. I want to thank each and every one of you. Yes, thank you for tuning in this evening to the Vicki Ford Show. I want to invite you to my website. I have a couple of videos on there that they're not the most professional videos, but my daughter took them, and I'm very proud of that. And I talk to you a little bit about who I am, what kind of work I do. And I also, on the very bottom of the front page, I talk about my three books. I have three books. One of them is called Angel Anya's Magic Heart, Angel Anya's Adventures. It's a child's book about the heart, trusting yourself and knowing who you are. The second book is called Heart's Justice, Compassion and the Game of Law. It's about to come out on Amazon, and I'm excited about this. It's for people who are obviously in the legal field, but if you're going through a divorce, it's a vital book. Vital book for you if you know someone. It will be on Amazon probably early July and on the Kindle books where you can read them on the little machine or whatever you call it. And then also I have a new book that will be coming out on Balbea Press probably early fall, and it is called Silenced Hearts, Safe, Being Safe in the World. And it's a personal journey that I had of my childhood, how I use the laws of the universe to help me get to where I am now on this journey. So I invite you to go to my website at VickiFord.com. Visit me, you know, let me go to the contact page and put your information in so I can put you down on my email list. I don't send a lot of emails out because I don't want to bother people. But I do send out pertinent emails to let you know about shows and about events that are occurring and all that. So, you know, if you just go to the contact page and put your email down there and any information and insights on the show that you have. So I welcome you to do that. And again, I want to thank all of our military families, all those people that are out there protecting us. And you know, it's fascinating because our true protection comes within ourselves. That's where we truly are protected. And when you learn your purpose and you learn, you know, who you are, and it's not about what you do, it's about who you are, then you won't be so concerned about what is happening out there. You will feel more confident and more, life will be beautiful. So thank you for visiting the Vicki Ford Show. I will not be back next week, but I will be returning on June 13th with a very special astrologer guest. So please tune in, and I'll see you, or talk to you June 13th. Have a great night. Good night.